sergeant last night.
If you can give her the number to risk management and the report number.
Okay.
She threw a water bottle. I didn't realize it was the same apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have the number, right?
No, for risk management?
Yeah.
No.
I give that number a lot. Why don't I don't know why. 654? 3197. You may file a claim with them. They'll probably reimburse you for your room.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying they will, but you know, you can try because you're a victim just as much.
Yeah.
So. All right, Rachel, is there a spot where you want to go to the talk or
anywhere
where you can stop?
Oh, you tell me. You live here.
I don't know. I guess.
Okay.
That's fine. And is this your current address on here?
No, that's actually my parents' address. I grew up in Camarillo. I just keep their address on there for my mailing stuff. I'm just across town.
So your address, I just want to make sure I have the right one. It's 5...
So I ran over and said trying to remember all the exacts. Worked, he was home. Then I went on a walk for an hour, walked down Mission Oaks Boulevard, came back, went up to the apartment. He was girlfriend.
Okay.
And he walked
about
out.
What time was that?
I want to say around 6.
Okay.
It was still light out.
Okay.
And then I went in the shower and came back out. He came, the door was locked, and I said, just 1 minute. Ran, I locked the door. He said, why are you locking me out? I said, I'm not locking you out. And then he walked in, and then he just seemed really agitated, and I said, is everything okay? And so I said, okay, if you're doing this, I said, I can't. I'm gonna leave. So I left, and then he followed me out to the car, I went down to my car. I went and actually moved my other car, and then took my Kia Cadenza, which is usually parked right there, and John, my neighbor, was out here, and Robert came up to my car as I was backing out, and he just said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go over to my parents, or go over to some errands or something. He said, I don't want to be here because you're kind of agitated, and then I took off. And then I came back a couple hours later, went to the outlet malls, I went to Starbucks, I went up to Target, came back, and then John filled me in on what happened.
Okay. What time did you come back?
I want to say 7:30 or 7:45, around that time. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the time.
No, that's fine.
It was dark, so maybe 8 o'clock, because I don't know when it gets dark.
Okay.
It's a little dark around 8. It was dark, and then I saw the... Hi, John.
You saw that the police cars were already here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you weren't here during any of the incident prior to the police arriving?
No.
Other than just that he was on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're being interviewed, I'm sorry.
Oh,
doing
okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I just got here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was having an argument with his girlfriend and it was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she at?
She's in Paris. I actually have her on my phone.
Do you know her date of birth by any chance?
I don't. I've never met her in person.
Okay.
I think she's around Robert's age and he's 30. He just turned 30 in June.
And how long have you known Robert?
About 4 years. I met him on a plane. We were coming home from Atlanta about 4 years ago and we were talking business because I recruit with Kelly Services and he was in the telecom business and he was doing some networking events, so we kept in touch. And then we got to know each other, and he was living down in South Bay at the time, and then he was working at, I can't remember the name of that. It was in Sherman Oaks. It was a telecom company. And he was looking for a place to live up there because he wanted to relocate. And I told him he could stay here for a few weeks until he found a place, and he ended up staying here for a little while. And then he moved to Oxnard, and he lived in Oxnard for over a year. And then he and his girlfriend at the time, her name was Jessica, they had asked if he could stay with me until he, because he, I guess his lease was up and he was going to move somewhere else. So I said, okay, you could, you know, you can stay here just for a few, but you got to get out on your own because this isn't his place. So he was staying here with me.
Okay. When was that?
That was last year.
About what time last year?
May, June time frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's been here.
Because his lease was up in May, I want to say, last year. So he's been here about a year. Over a year.
Okay.
Sorry, time flies.
Yeah, no.
It's already 2017.
Yeah. So, May, June of 2016?
Yes, last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
And he's... So, yeah.
Were you aware of what the argument was about last night?
I don't get involved. I don't want to have anything
now,
to do with that.
You said you wanted to leave because he was agitated and he was having an issue on the phone. Was there something behind that to make you want to leave? Or?
No, he was just getting... It just sounded like they were arguing, and I've told them both in the past that I don't want to... You know, you guys really need to stop arguing because they're like oil and water. So I just said, why, you know, if you can't work it out, maybe take a break or something like that. I mean, that was a while ago. That was a few months ago. And then just any time he's, you know, but he's never done anything like I saw last night, ever. I've never seen him get that upset. Like, he was out of his mind last night. It wasn't even him. And I don't even know what he was talking about, but he wasn't like that when I left. So it was like a completely different Robert that I saw last night when I came home.
So you've never seen him?
No.
Are you aware of him having any PTSD or anything like that?
Yeah, I told them last night that he's been seeing a psychiatrist, and she diagnosed him with PTSD.
When was that?
Oh, gosh. We're in October. I want to say, like, beginning of summer time frame, and I could be totally wrong. I'm sorry. I pay attention to him, but he lives his life. I live mine. It's got to be like around like June of this year, and she put him on medication, and he just picked up some medication this week, clomazepam, and then the other one was start with a B, but Boboxin, or I'm not good with medication. And then there's two other ones that he said that she had prescribed, but I don't know if he was taking those or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's for PTSD. Was he diagnosed with anything else?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
that would be for his doctor to answer.
Do you know if he's been taking the medication?
Supposedly he has pill bottles that are in his room that I've seen. And he just picked up his medication. I know he picked up his medication, because he told me over here at CVS.
And you said that they've had arguments in the past, but you've never met her. So any argument you know of him having with Natalie in the past has always been on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, or if they're, he leaves and, you know, goes places with her. Yeah.
Now, do you know what he has PTSD from?
He said from the military.
Do you know his military history or background?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said he joined the Coast Guard when he was 18,
mm-hmm.
and then he was in it for a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know of anything happening while he was in the Coast Guard?
He said he was in South America, and he took down the biggest cocaine seizure, I guess, and... that's about all I know. I mean, other than he was on a boat and he had to stop off at different places in South America. And he said that there was, I guess he had, they had to blow up a boat or so. He said he couldn't tell me a lot what he was doing out there, but they had to go on in search and things like that. I don't know much about the Coast Guard, but I've never been in it, so.
Now, did you hear what the argument was about last night?
No, I didn't. Because he was walking out and he was talking really softly, but he was, that's when I was walking in for my walk. And then when he came back, he was just really upset, and that, and I knew he was on the phone with her.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever heard him get loud when he's on the phone, or, you know, when, like when he's having an argument with Natalie? Is there any yelling or anything like
no.
that?
No. John told me that they go out and smoke out here, and he said that he, sometimes he'll pace around, he's very upset on the phone. So I don't know who he's talking to.
Okay.
Yeah. I know he hides a lot from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you came back yesterday, you said that was probably around 8. It was when
it was dark. Yeah.
What did you see and what happened then?
I pulled up here and I couldn't pull into my spot because there were 3 cars, police cars right there.
Okay.
So I pulled over here and I walked and John walked over. And then the sergeant came around in his car and then he asked me to go walk around and see if I could talk Robert down.
Okay.
With him.
And did you try talking to him?
Yeah,
and
I did.
What did he say?
He thought I was Natalie. Okay. I actually had my phone and I was next to the sergeant. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. Sergeant, start with an M. And he said, try to call him. And they said, why are you calling? Or I said, this is Rachel, because he said, he thought I was Natalie. And he said, why are you calling from Natalie's phone? But I was calling from my own cell phone. So he, for some reason, he thought I was Natalie.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I just, we were trying to tell him, no one wants to get hurt. We want everybody to be safe. And then we were asking him what he wanted and things like that, but he wouldn't talk. Nothing.
Talk to you.
No, he was just shouting. He was talking about the army and all this crazy stuff and just obscenities and telling, you know, just the police were here, so they heard it all, calling them names. It was really bad.
So that wasn't on the phone?
No.
How long did he talk to you on the
phone? And he texted me, too. He said he can't. I showed the sheriff this. He texted me that he couldn't talk right now when I first called him. He texted me back and said, I can't talk right now.
Okay. What time was that?
That was, let's see, this was yesterday at 10, 12 p.m.
Can I get a picture?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's later after you called.
Well, that's right. That's actually when we were out here for probably 3 or 4 hours or more. So I called him, and then it was right after I first rang him, and he said, sorry, I can't talk right now. And I was standing next to the sergeant, and I showed him that text. And then I tried calling him again, and he wasn't answering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the call log by any chance of when you called?
Yeah. Yesterday, I called him a couple times. See, so here's the first one, 9:45, 9:35 p.m. And then, and this one is 10:19 p.m. That might have been.
So that's probably the one when you called and then he texted you.
Yeah, okay. Except I have, let's see, is that him calling us? No, that's. See, and then just 10:19. Yeah, so that you're right. That's all I have from Robert.
Okay.
Last one's 10:19 p.m. Yes.
So you didn't.
Yes.
Has he ever done that in the past?
No.
Okay.
Never. He knows my phone number.
Have you ever noticed any bizarre behavior from him in the past?
A little.
Like
yeah.
What?
I mean, he's had a very troubled past. I've never met his mom. I've heard her on the phone with him. He said she was a meth addict growing up. His dad finally was just starting to talk with him, sent him a birthday card in June, or maybe July. I think it was like a month after his birthday with $1,000 in it. They were trying to make amends because his father hasn't been in his life. His parents are not married. His dad remarried, and then he's got a stepbrother. And then he does break down a little bit. Like, you know, he starts crying and really gets really sad because he said he has no family. I actually tried to reach out to his uncle and his dad. His uncle did call me back and just said that they've all been touched. Their whole family's been touched by drugs and alcohol. And, you know, it's really sad that Robert's never had two parents, you know.
Right.
He's kind of been on his own. So that's why I let him stay with me, because I'm stable and, you know, we got along. He was never tried to threaten me or anything like that. I've never seen anything like this.
Okay. And so. He didn't make any threats towards you last night?
No. No.
So as far as you know, the only person...
Yeah, it sounded like they've been talking all day.
So, oh, okay.
Like he was, like it was an ongoing conversation, but I didn't hear what he was actually saying. He was talking really soft and he was walking down the stairs when I walked in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was about what time when you first came?
That was right,
You said about 6, right?
Yeah, because that was right when I came back from my walk. So it was just dusk. So okay. I want to say 6:30, because I was... like, oh, it's getting a little dark, I need to get back. I don't like to walk out there. So I probably left like around 7-ish, I'm thinking, and then I got back around 8 because I just went to a few spots and I came back and it was dark.
Okay.
So whenever it got dark last night, that's when I came back.
And when you came back, the police were already here?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you hear what was going on when the police were here?
Just from John first, and then the sergeant pulled up here.
Right, but I mean, Robert, did you see Robert or hear what he was saying? Or?
Oh, yeah, I was standing, they had me walk over there, and I could see everything that was happening because they had the lights shining up on him, and it was about, I didn't see the beginning of it. They said he had been shouting obscenities and things before I got here, but then I saw him throw the screen, I saw him throw one of my chairs, I have a lounge chair that got thrown over. He was throwing knives, they said, and it looked like he threw a blind over and maybe some clothes over the railing.
Okay.
But he kept walking back and forth, and he was walking down the stairs, and it was like he was in battle or something. Like he thought everybody was going to attack him, and he was like, "Bring it on!" And you know, just it was crazy.
And you've never seen him like that before.
I've never seen him like that before. No, I mean he's gotten upset before, but everyone gets upset.
Right.
I've never seen someone out of their mind like that before. It was like he didn't know where he was, and like I said, I heard him army and that he was calling the planes to come in and shoot everyone down. I'm like, what is he talking about? It was like he was out in the military. So, yeah, I have seen him, like I said, get, you know, really upset about his family. That happens about every month. He's like, I'm all alone. I have no one. He's like, you know, for example, you have a mom and dad, you know, you have a daughter, you had a really great life, and he's like, I didn't have that. I don't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, he's like, I want a family. Like, you know, so, yeah.
Anything else you want to add that you think I forgot to ask? Or?
Trying to think what questions. Someone had called me that she said she was from the crisis group and she was out by Vaughn's, and I'm trying to think of questions she asked me last night. She asked me who his girlfriend was. She asked what he liked to do.
Okay. What does he like to do?
He likes to draw. He actually was just starting to, was drawing on paper. He said he might even become a tattoo artist because he's very good at drawing.
Okay.
So, he does that. He likes motocross. He hasn't done that in a really long time because he just hasn't had the means to do it. But he loves racing. He used to dirt bike race all the time. He likes bodyboarding and surfing in the ocean. But again, he hasn't been able to buy stuff. And he used to talk about his dad taking him scuba diving, but never did. Or got him like fins or something, but never got the whole thing. So just things like that.
So is he working?
Yes. Agora, and I guess he's like a sales manager for them, and he worked actually over Labor Day weekend, he worked a cancer expo.
Okay.
It was 2 days. Yeah, because one day he didn't go, but it was like 12-hour days, so he helps them out with odds and ends, and the office, it sounds like they're really unorganized, and he was getting them organized and set up on computers and things like that.
What are his normal work hours?
He works part-time, so he was going there. He changed his hours from, I think Tuesday and Thursday he was going there. full time. Okay. And then he'd work like extra hours here and
so
there
him
too.
Being home yesterday would be normal.
Yes.
Any other jobs that he has?
He was working for a not flip your house, but he was working for some real estate where if someone was losing their home, he was going around and working for someone who could help them pay off their home and save their home or that. And they built a team, and I don't know if that was going so well, but he had envelopes in there that he was mailing out to people to say, call this person, they'll help you if you're losing your home. So he was doing that, and then he said he had an interview today at 10:30, but I'm not sure for what.
Okay.
Because he was looking, he said he needed more money because he's got to get up, you know, up and running and more money to move out. So he was trying to get more of a stable full-time job than the part-time jobs.
So yesterday was truly a bizarre behavior for him.
Yeah, it was. And this is what I told them. I don't know if it's true, but I feel like he just picked up that medication this week. And from what I heard from Johnny, who's drinking, he knows I don't like him drinking. Had a beer can and he threw it in there, and John said he threw something at someone's door up here too. So drinking combination of medication, it's like he's gonna turn into a different person. And he has drank before, and he does get a little, you know, not like this, but does get a say some crazy things that normally, you know, but I just thought, okay, people drink and they react differently.
Like what?
To alcohol.
Say like what?
Just like I said, more agitated, frustrated. If he's upset at someone, or he's just really calm and he just passes out, kind of thing. But he hasn't been drinking. Yeah, this is the first time that he's drank in a while. Yeah. But I've never seen him go out and scream and do this kind of stuff that I saw yesterday.
So I'm going to give you my card.
Okay.
There's my contact information. On the back is the phone number for risk management.
Okay.
And that's the case number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So I just give them a call? And
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate your time.
Oh, sure. Thank you.